This is Sean with Voices of SAE. I was speaking with a current active brother at Ball State. Travis, what's your last name?
Hensley.
Hensley. All right. So what year were you born, city and date?
I was born July 6, 2000 in Indianapolis.
Where'd you go to high school?
I went to New Palestine High School, but I grew up in like Franklin Central area. Playing sports and all that stuff, decided to go to New Pal to play baseball.
All right. So before college, this could even be in grade school, what are some accomplishments you made and activities or groups that you were involved with?
I'll stick to baseball. I'd say a couple tournaments. Growing up, we win. Winning big tournaments is like the best accomplishment, in my opinion, growing up, because you don't really have nothing else besides sports going on. So that's really what my life was made up with over, you know, before I came to college.
Did you volunteer anywhere or involved with any organizations?
Yeah, I used to volunteer at this place called Edna Martin Christian Center. It's basically making chili, hot dogs, and a bunch of food for kids who really, that's their only meal is going to a kitchen and getting stuff made for them because they can't afford much. So I used to do that every year. And I also used to do family Christmas. At my church, we would go buy, basically like a Big Brother program. I'd go buy presents and stuff for our family every year.
That's cool. All right, so as far as when you got to Ball State, did you already kind of have an idea of what you were going to be studying, or was it open?
At first, it was aviation, and I decided to switch to politics and when I came to Ball State, and then... But I always knew I was good at computers, and I didn't end up liking politics, so I ended up switching to computer tech my second semester and at Ball State. And I've known all about computers my whole life, so I just thought it was necessary to switch to computer tech.
You're going to be helping out with building out the website to house all these interviews, aren't you?
Yeah, I actually already I got one made right now, but it doesn't have any information on it yet. But I got us last night actually got us the domain name SAEBSU or SAEBallState.com, and then I got the whole template made out for the website. So all we need to do is just fill in the blanks.
All right. Well, VoicesOfSAE.com is going to be the push to it. So
yeah, we can switch domain names. I just got us a website so we can put one on there.
That sounds good. And so what was your original connection with SAE? How did you even get motivated, or what was the first guys you met, or what was that story?
Well, I actually started at Indiana State SAE, and I had my neighbor growing up my whole life was actually already, he's a year older than me, and he was in SAE before I had even came to college. So I kind of looked up to him, and I was like learning about SAE and stuff. He would come home and tell me about it, and then I actually went there first, and he got me to Rush, and I learned all the morals, and I transferred to Ball State quickly after that and just stayed with SAE, and it was a great decision, and glad of the things I could do while I've been at Ball State, so proud of the stuff you've done.
All right, so, and what was your major, or what is your major?
Computer tech.
That's the title of it, computer tech?
Yeah, well, computer technology, a minor in business administration and computer technology.
Nice. Okay, so... what type of roles have you been involved with the house?
Roles?
No, what type of roles? Like what type of positions
or roles.
Things
okay.
You've done with the house?
Yeah. I was new member educator last year, and then I'm currently warden right now. But I've also held two positions on IFC, the Interfraternity Council. I was public relations last year along with vice president of administration this year. So I've had a lot of roles since I've been busy. Since sophomore year.
And outside of the fraternity within Ball State itself, what things have you been involved with?
IFC, that was one of those, because it's basically in charge of all the other fraternities and what goes on in that aspect, so that's about it. I was going to join Young Republicans Club, but got too busy.
Okay. And how do you think SAE prepares you for the outside world, and also what are some things you've done for career-wise, that maybe internships or type of things that you know will help you later on?
Well, I can number one say, like, just automatically talking, being able to hold a position, running for a position, and like giving a speech and talking to nationals has set me up for real life scenarios, like when I'm in the business world and when I'm talking how to formally speak to somebody, and all the connections I've made through just random events and being in SAE, no matter what school, if you can make a connection with brothers. And it's like, since I've been in school, I've made so many connections that I know I'm going to use as soon as I graduate to get better job opportunities and more advice from people.
How is it dealing with COVID and classes and all that?
Oh, well, it was hard at first because, you know, it's so new. Nothing's never happened before. So we were really strict about guys and girls coming inside of the house, always having masks on. But now we've kind of adapted to it. Most of the days just consist of hanging out, not really letting anybody over. And we're still getting motivated, though. We're still getting stuff done. But it's a lot of more internal stuff than external sense of COVID. So COVID's been good and bad. So it was good in the sense that we've, you know, came together internally and our brotherhood has gotten stronger. But externally, we've just not been able to do anything and been bored.
Right. All right. So we're going to do a second segment about just some stories. But who would be some other actives or maybe some alumni you'd know that maybe have graduated that you'd love to hear them talk about their life, what they've been doing, and also some memory stories at the house?
Man, I'd love to hear one from Cree Johnson. I like Cree. He's president right before I came to Ball State. And then Will Jackson is an active brother right now that I think would be a great person to talk to. And so, just someone's opinion I'd really like to hear, and the stories they could tell are pretty cool. And I could probably name a list of 10 people I'd like to hear.
All right, so, and do you think this is going to be beneficial to be able to hear what the alumni are currently doing for possible networking and also hear some of those old stories?
What'd you say? Sorry, I couldn't hear what the first part you said about that was.
You think this is going to be beneficial to hear the alumni, what they've been doing?
Oh, yeah.
And some 100%. Of the old stories.
Yeah, because before this, there was no source of us learning about alumni. You know, since my freshman year, I told you this earlier, it was just, we had no source of connection to alumni. And since I was a freshman, that was what my goal was to internally be great and rise to be the best on campus and have a good alumni program. And I think this is the first step of actually being able to do that and bring everybody together.
Yeah, and I mean, you kind of given an overview about yourself that's going to help the alumni understand, you know, about the actives. I think that's going to be kind of a cool two-way street for this scenario. All right, well, listen, we're going to close this portion of it out, and then we're going to do some stories with you.
All right.